May the Lord help us to commence our service by singing hymn number 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell, but who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirits when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? Hymn 798.
Tune 611.
Reading of the Word of God is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land, whither you go over Jordan to possess it. The Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach, that thou must die. Call Joshua. Present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel, and put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that he may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. The Lord bless to us each the reading of his word and help us in prayer. O Lord, we seek reverence and humility, grace and faith. The Holy Spirit grant to us at this time a spirit of prayer. Lord, may we come to thee once more upon the only ground that we can come, the name of Jesus, and present to thee our needs and our burdens at this time. Another opportunity is given to us to come together to worship and to hear thy word. Lord, grant to each the ear to hear and and a heart to understand. Lord, we do pray that it may also not be just natural hearing, but there may be that works in our soul, that desires to hear what the Lord will say. Lord, what cases are here? Lord, we know not what burdens lie upon each or any. What secret petitions, what supplications have been made before this service. Lord, thou knowest. But it is according to thy divine providence, and we hope according to thy grace, that this appointment has been made and kept. But Lord Jesus, come and abide with us. Oh, what is the house to me? One said, except the master, there I see. Lord, within these walls may there be those who come not by custom nor by duty, but because they want to hear if there's anything from the Lord. Lord, we do pray that there may be such, Lord, prayerful exercises of the soul. Lord, not habit, not because it's service night, but because of the condition of their life, their spiritual life. Lord, what blessed hearers they will become. Lord, receive us of the truth and seeking after an interest in the truth. Dear Lord, come amongst us and abide with us. Shut Satan out and shut the world out. Oh, may there be a purpose of grace from all eternity for this evening hour. Lord, are there empty souls, are there poor souls, are there needy souls? Lord, are there those, as it is recorded in the book of Psalms, that come and thou wilt bless them in thy house? Until I went into the sanctuary of God, one wrote, then understood I their end. Lord, make thy house to be indeed a home, a spiritual home. Lord, remember each that are here and put it into the hearts of each to seek after a portion. Lord, the Lord Jesus reminds us, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Lord, we are by nature sinners, and sadly by practice. But if according to the grace given of God, that we may be needy sinners, Lord, that we may seek to present our wants and wishes, our supplications, our needs, and our burdens. Lord, we go to our table at home when we're hungry, and we have the blessing of providence to satisfy that hunger. May with in our heart and soul be that hunger and thirst which can only be satisfied by the word of God being applied. Lord, leave none destitute. Lord, we are reminded, and we would remind thee, Lord, with all humility, that thou hast promised to hear the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Lord, are there such that though they have life, they have no comfort. The Lord once said, assure my conscience of its part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. Lord, we do pray that amongst us here shall be found those who come because they need something. Confirmation of a work of grace. Lord, are the sinners here that have long prayed for pardon and peace in and through the person of Jesus? Lord, what would they say if they was asked, what think ye of Christ? Lord, is he the one thing needful? Is he the altogether lovely? Lord, what a mercy to be a poor soul in need. Not to boast of possessions, Lord, which perhaps are only known in the word, but may come and seek for those possessions that will be in the soul. Lord, thy servant left on record a very simple word, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. Lord, amongst us here may there be those that shall be able to testify of what thou hast said to them, Lord, and others too. Quicken souls and make them cry, give me Christ, or else I die. And Lord, add to this church and people those who will testify of what thou hast done. Then when I tell to sinners round what a kind Saviour I have found, Lord, may this indeed be so. Lord, open the mouths that are dumb and stop the ears that are deaf. May there be that sweet experience felt by many, if not all. The love of Christ constraineth us. Lord, make thyself precious, precious in the want of him, precious in the want of thee, precious in the possession of thee. Lord, we have been reminded of the closing days of thy servant Moses, and how soon, according to the Lord, that he was to die. Lord, we're all dying sinners. We need fitting and preparing for such a day. What then, dear Lord, shall we rest upon when that day overtakes us? Lord, we can't rest on coming here or any other chapel. Lord, there's no, we have sung of hope. And who can give us hope? Has been sung in that first hymn. Lord, once said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, that I would bless souls here with a hope in the mercy of God. Lord, if there are those who feel hopeless, oh, raise them up to a hope in thy mercy. Lord, for those here that feel the dreadfulness of sin, Lord, have to say, black eye to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Make thy precious blood, oh, very much precious, Lord, and not only in the understanding of it, but in the application of it. Lord, we remember that hymn quoted many years ago, Lord, concerning the blood of Jesus. Lord, may that testimony be found in each soul. I'm clean, just God, I'm clean. But then, Lord, we are reminded, Lord, of a searching question. Lord, in the Old Testament, this question was asked, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And it was answered, it is well. Lord, may there be those in this house of God that shall come and testify why it is now that it is well, and what do they rest upon? That such a truth, such a blessing be indeed sweetly entered into. Those that are younger here, Lord, we commend to thee. Lord, they're in this evil world. Keep them from the spirit of it. May they seek thee first. Lord, may they be brought to the throne of grace daily. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Lord, that is what thy word says. Lord, increase the church then with those that shall tell to sinners round what a kind Saviour they have found. Remember those who hold office, and Lord, grant them all the grace they feel to need, and lead them into thy word. Lord, we pray for the ministry here. Thou wilt send here those who shall preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. But Lord, we need to pray also with that the Holy Spirit may bring to this place those, Lord, who seek after Christ, seeking for Jesus. Lord, there are those in the days of thy pilgrimage who came seeking for Jesus. They were not disappointed, Lord, and neither will any that seek for him. Lord Jesus, reveal thyself, O Lord, to thy needy, seeking people. So provide in this place a settled ministry. Lord, may the exercise be in each heart, but also, Lord, may it be a spiritual exercise that thou hast put there. Lord, we do pray for such a blessing. It is according to the scriptures of truth. I will give pastors after mine own heart. Lord, let there be no disobedience in that command, but may there be a seeking spirit for it, and bless thy word amongst them. We do thank thee, Lord, for the promise. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. Lord, we long for these appointments. Lord, we long to indeed hear of such times, Lord, when the word is sown in weakness, but by the Holy Spirit is raised to power. Dear Lord, thou knowest what days we live in. Keep us from evil. Preserve alive our soul. Lord, maintain the gospel ministry, Lord, up and down this land. Lord, send forth labourers more. We think of those that are in increasing affliction that cannot preach. Lord, raise up others to take their place. We humbly pray thee. Lord, no doubt in the hearts of those exercised souls, Lord, these things that we ask for would feel to be impossible. But the word tells us that what is impossible with men is possible with God. Lord, when it comes to sending out ministers to preach, enable them to preach what they've tasted and handled and felt of the good word of life. Lord, but it is the precious souls of the hearers, Lord, that come to the house of God and to the throne of grace that hunger that won't be satisfied without a personal application of the truth. Lord, speak to such souls, encourage them. Lord, are there those here, Lord, that have promises, exercises laid up in their heart? Lord, we pray that they may be indeed encouraged to wait for them and to wait upon thee to bring these things to pass. So appear and help now as we turn to thy word, gracious God. Oh, wilt thou open it up to our understanding? But Lord, it's the application of it we pray for again, so that it may indeed be sent for a purpose. Lord, thou dost use thy word. It will never return to thee void. Grant that it may be seen this night, Lord, that thou hast an eternal purpose of love. So bless the word, make it a blessing. Grant the blessing to remain too. Lord, we thank thee for any intimation of thy mercy, that Lord, may it longer last. Oh, may we join, rejoice. Now pardon every sin, cleanse the prayers from all sin through the precious blood of Jesus. We ask all this in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Hymn 283.
Oh,
wholly dependent upon the help of God. I would ask your attention to the chapter in the book of Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The 8th verse, chapter 31 of the book of Deuteronomy. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The children of Israel, as you will know, of course, had or were concluding their 40 years of journeying through the wilderness. They were approaching Jordan, and that land of Canaan, which was promised them, a land which, of course, God promised them, and which they are still in that land. How needful was it to them to hear these words at the close of their journey? The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. They hadn't crossed Jordan yet. Canaan was in front of them, but they were assured by God that they would enter into Canaan. They, like us, know nothing of what is before them. You and I travel on according to the years of life given to us. We know not what is before us, neither the rest of today nor tomorrow, or the rest of our days on earth. We know not what is before us, but it will be our mercy that if we can understand this word in a personal way, it's quite sufficient to remind you that they approached Canaan. It was the same Lord that had put them in the way when they left Egypt. They entered into a wilderness. God supplied all their need. Now, child of grace, with all your doubts and fears, with all your unbelief, you're in the wilderness. Has he not supplied all your need? Could you say not one thing has failed of all that the Lord had promised? Oh, no doubt, dear friends, because you have, as I have, an evil heart of unbelief, how we by nature rise up against a good and gracious God. We don't know the way. The children of Israel had one benefit, which was, of course, the cloudy pillar and the fiery pillar. Pillar of fire at night and a cloudy pillar by day. And they followed it. The Holy Spirit be your comforter, instructor, and lead you on in the way everlasting. There's something, dear friends, which is very important to notice as we start. This is the Lord's people, and you that are the children of God spiritually, the children of Israel spiritually. This applies very precious, not only for your path through this wilderness, but into eternal glory. We know not, dear friends, no more than the children of Israel knew what lay in front of them, other than they were approaching Jordan. All of us are approaching Jordan, some sooner than others. What a mercy, dear friends, if you and I should be spiritually concerned about Jordan. How shall it stand in that great day? To be concerned with the welfare of our soul, to approach Jordan, and to wonder how it will be in the swellings of Jordan. We are going one way, and some of us are very close to the end of that journey. It will be a great mercy, dear friends, if you have this assurance from himself and the Lord. He it is that doth go before thee. But in your journey through the wilderness, I was going to suggest a question. The Lord knows, dear friends, how infrequent we come together. So I can truly say before God, the pathway of each or any of you is completely unknown to me. But dear friends, are there those amongst us who have a pathway which they desire the Lord to go before them? The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. If we looked at the pathway of Christ, he came on earth, born under the law, the Son of God. He went before his people, and he goes with them. You know, dear friends, what a blessing it is to the Church of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ went before his people. They needed redemption. You and I, if we are believers in Jesus, need redemption. We need atonement. We need our sins washed away, cleansed away. We need to know our interest in him and in his eternal mercies and love. But to bring this about, the Lord of life and glory was willing to come on earth, given a body like our own, without sin. And he went before us, child of God, who seek after the forgiveness of sins. The Lord revealed to you Jesus Christ as he goes before his people. Perhaps you might say, and I'm sure it would be right if you did, oh, for a visit, oh, to come to Calvary, oh, to see him suffering in my room and place instead. Dear friends, may the Lord show you your eternal safety in showing you Christ in his sufferings on Calvary's cross. To bring forth hope in a sinner, to bring forth an interest in a crucified Saviour, the Lord must needs go before you. If the Holy Spirit has quickened your soul into life, He's brought you to no condemnation. And you'll need then a saviour. You'll need to know an interest in the atonement. You'll need to know an interest in the precious atoning blood of Jesus that cleanseth us from all sin. What a mercy, dear friends, you who seek after salvation, the Lord take you by precious faith to the crucified one at Calvary and see the streams of blood that flowed from his wounds, all on behalf of his children. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. When a soul is quickened into divine life by the grace of God, they have a burden lay on them. And the burden is their sin. You may deem it, or you may solemnly feel, dear friends, that it's hardly the mark of a child of God. It's the mark of every child of God to have a burden revealed to them, made known to them, upon which they must and shall indeed bring to the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. What a mercy, dear friends, if it brings you and I to the throne of grace to seek an interest in Jesus, to have these precious words applied. He it is that doth go before thee. The Holy Spirit has gone before in putting a burden upon your spirit for forgiveness of sins. But the Lord Jesus Christ went before his people, I was going to say, to obtain forgiveness by the sacrifice of himself. What a mercy, dear friends, if you can look not at the scriptures other than for its instruction, but you're led by precious faith to the Son of God, and you can trace his footsteps as he obeyed the commandment of God and went to Calvary, gave his life, shed his blood. He it is that doth go before thee. I want to say this, dear friends, I hope you can understand my poverty in such a subject as this. I want to say this. If you and I have our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, he has already gone before us. He has already made the way of salvation for his people. And the time will come when the Holy Ghost will begin a work of grace in their soul. And I'll seek after an interest. You just sung, 'tis the point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Dear friends, if the Holy Spirit has indeed begun a work of grace in your soul, it is for two purposes: to prepare you for glory, to be with Christ, which is far better, to convince you of your sin and lead you to Jesus' precious blood. He it is that doth go before thee. He had a work to do, the Lord Jesus Christ, from all eternity, had a work to do. The work was redemption. The work was of redemption was accomplished in the person of Christ. The Old Testament saints looked forward. They had their sacrifices. The apostle wrote in the Hebrews, without shedding of blood there's no remission. We sing, don't we, sometimes Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience ease, nor wash away one stain. Now you know the rest of the hymn better than I do. But dear friends, these things were left in the record of Scripture in the Old Testament, and they pointed to the day when the Lord of life and glory came here, and when he went and suffered, bled and died and rose again. You know, when the Lord begins to convince you of his sin, he will lead you to Christ. How long, dear friends, will be determined by his sovereign will. How long you wait upon the Lord for an interest to be shown to you or made known to you what it is to belong to Christ. But to bring about, dear friends, the knowledge of salvation and to prepare you for eternal glory, the Lord must go before you. It's a wonderful word, really. Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Dear friends, in the matter of your salvation, he has gone before you. When the Holy Spirit quickens any soul into life, dear friends, he's gone before. The Holy Spirit takes us the things of Jesus and reveals them unto us. Not only does he commence a work of grace and lay the burden of sin upon our conscience and put a cry in our heart. The poet says, "Mercy, my God, I make my plea, O God, be merciful to me." The publican said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." A man who had a cry put in his heart because of the condition that he was in. He needed mercy. Sin was abhorrent to him. Sin was something that condemned him. And he looked to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He it is that doth go before thee. Now I want to also try to describe my thoughts and feelings respecting the pathway. I suppose it would be true to say we all have a pathway. Until the day we die, we all have a pathway. Are those here, dear friends amongst us, who have a spiritual pathway now? The pathway of a child of God is ordained and appointed. There is a period known to God when all his sheep, redeemed by blood, shall leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold, and enter in. I want to say something that I seldom do, not because it isn't right, it is right. I wonder, and I say this out of love, any soul in this place that is led by love to follow Christ, and I don't necessarily mean, though I mustn't exclude it, of course, the commandments of the gospel, but followers of Jesus Christ are those who long to follow his footsteps in all his commandments, whether they be these gospel commandments which we join rejoice in. But to go, dear friends, following in the footsteps of him who went to Calvary. It is often said, you know, a child of God's pathway is lonely, because no one understands it. No one can know what it is unless they've walked it out. But dear friends, here is a text which will tell you that it is the right way. Psalm 107 said he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Now, that verse in Psalm 107, of course, reminds us of following the Lord. He led them forth, so if the Lord leads you, you follow his footsteps. But this verse speaks about him going before thee. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. What a mercy, dear friends, if by the grace of God you walk away according to the commandments of the gospel and according to the sovereign will of God. It is a right way because he it is that doth go before thee. You may wonder or fear the way. I go back to the what I said at the commencement. This chapter, or the closing chapters of Deuteronomy, is the closing pathway of 40 years in the wilderness. There's still Canaan to enter, there's still Jordan to go over. But the promise by the Lord's servant to Moses, to Joshua, was that this final pathway will be as the beginning of the pathway. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. If the Lord is, and I'm going to ask the question again, the Lord knows the children of God here, and the Lord knows the exercise of the children of God. Are there those here that have a sweet desire to follow in the footsteps of the flock? Are there those here that are exercised concerning what it is to be a child of grace, to walk the way to glory following a despised Jesus? He it is that doth go before thee. None of us know, dear friends, spiritual or providential. Nobody knows the pathway or the extent of the pathway, or indeed the temptations of the pathway, or the trying part of the pathway. It is a fact, of course, as you will know, dear friends, that when the love of Christ constrains you to follow in the pathways of the gospel, dear friends, it won't exclude you, the tempter. Those who walk by love into Jesus Christ, or in the following of Jesus Christ, they walk in love. But they're not alone. He it is that doth go before thee. You may fear your spiritual path. Perhaps I might mention, for instance, those dear souls that have indeed followed a spiritual path according to the constraint of love. And perhaps they may feel now of some doubt or some trying path. If the Lord should use his word, dear friends, to bless you, he'll use such a word as this: he it is that doth go before thee. Have you a path which you are tried about or tempted about? If you've got a spiritual path before you, if it lays heavy upon you, dear friends, you'll find there's many temptation, many trying parts of the path. How shall it be? Oh, there's many a poor sinner, you know, out of love to Christ, would indeed, as the gospel tells us, take up their cross and follow him. But they have a fearful path. I'll tell you this, and I say it for no other reason, that I understand these things. Before I walked before the church, Satan began to tempt me. Before I stood before the church, he whispered in my ear, "You'll make a fool of yourself. You'll embarrass yourself. Call it off before you start, so that you don't But as the scriptures say, no man having put his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom. The Lord enabled me not to look back. But in the matters of your spiritual path, whether it's to do with the ordinances of his house, commandments of the gospel, or whatever purpose lies in his will and purpose for you, you know the ministry is a pathway which is ordained by God, and it's fearful enough. But if God has appointed a path to you walk, whatever that path be, dear friends, he'll go before you. He'll go before you. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. I know we often quote, to make the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. But dear friends, this promise concerning going before is his presence. The children of Israel were, as I said just now, on the final part of their 40 years. They needed the Lord to go before them just as much as they did during those 40 years or as they begun. Wonderful mercy, dear friends, when you can trace the Lord in a matter. He it is that doth go before thee. There's some fearfulness, some trepidation regarding future steps you take. You've a matter in providence, you've a matter in grace. I was going to say it matters, of course, to you, but one or the other, or both. Dear friends, it is an important word. The first word that I ever spoke from in public was concerning the Lord. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. That I am thy servant, that I have done all these things according to thy word. That was my first text in public. Dear friends, this pathway of the children of Israel has given us this word to consider. He it is that doth go before thee. If the Lord goes before you in a matter, dear friends, first of all, the matter is right. And secondly, of course, it is a great blessing, the Lord going before you. Perhaps you fear the future steps. Perhaps you are engaged, at least in your mind, concerning the future steps. But if the Lord goes before you, dear friends, you haven't to fear those steps. If the way is ordered and decreed by a good and gracious God, if you have this assurance of the Lord going before you. You know, there's a day coming. I want to go back to what I began. There's a day coming, dear friends, when you and I must leave this wilderness and enter into eternity. If you have a saving interest in Jesus Christ, it will be through death into eternity. But the Lord has gone before his people. Even in that, in the epistle to the Hebrews, we find a word like this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. If you fear the day of your death, as many of us do, or have done, remember this, dear friends, that even Jesus tasted death for every man. He it is that doth go before thee. Further to that, dear friends, having gone before, he's made it straight, and he's made it right. If you read the words as I do, he it is that doth go before thee. Dear friends, then you will follow his footsteps. If he's gone before you, it won't be an unknown way, because he has trod it before you. But dear friends, then the way must be right if he's gone. If you follow the footsteps of Christ, it's a very sweet word, isn't there, in Isaiah's prophecy? If I could find it. It will describe, dear friends, to you, in the 41st chapter of Isaiah, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Dear friends, what great blessings are in store for those who are followers of Jesus. "He it is that doth go before thee." I am, with perhaps others, approaching the end of the journey, and it is a matter of great concern. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? Is heaven thy credentials, clear as Jesus' blood thine only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? But if the Holy Spirit assures us, as he assures all his people, that the Lord will go before, he it is that doth go before thee. So that whatever path that is appointed for you and me, dear friends, you will be following him, not the pathway. You know, when the disciples were on the lake, the Lord Jesus walked on the lake, Peter said, "If it is thou, bid me come." And he told him to come. And we read, Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water until he saw the storms, until he felt the winds and the roughness of the sea. And looking at the sea, he began to sink. Dear friends, followers of the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Oh, the Lord grant you and I the grace to keep our eyes on Jesus fixed, for there is all our hope. But then it says, he will be with thee. He will be with thee. Dear friends, no one else can be of any comfort to you, whatever part of the pathway that you are engaged to walk in. Dear friends, if it is following the commandments of the gospel, he will be with thee. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy, and shall break in blessings on your head. He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. What a mercy, dear friends. You know, it is true to say, and this is often the complaint of the children of God, nobody knows what it is to walk this pathway until they've been put into it. But you know, every pathway which the child of God walks in, it is determined by God, and the Lord is with them in the path. What lies in front of you may fill you with fear. No doubt it will. Dear friends, especially if it is opposite in your providential ways. But you know, the Lord help you to look to him. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither neither be dismayed. If you turn at another time to the Lord speaking to... The Lord spoke these words to Joshua. "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Oh yes, they had a few more weeks of travelling to Canaan. The Lord was in them. If you remember, I believe it's the third chapter of Joshua. They took the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of the Lord, from before them, from in their midst, because it travelled with them in the midst of that great company. Well, they took this Ark of the Covenant and put it in front so that they followed it. And the priests bear the Ark of the Covenant through Jordan. These are all spiritual reminders of this truth. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. But you know, all of these promises, the sweetness of them are only proved, dear friends, by the experience of them. If you and I are full of fear over these matters, it's because we don't know his presence, because we don't trust his promises. But you know, some of the children of God have had to confess that such pathways, which by nature they would obviously fear, the fear has been removed. When there's commandments to be kept, God honours the soul that keeps the commandments of the Lord. And he honours them by his presence. But he also takes away the fear of that pathway. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. You know, dear friends, how often, as I said just now about Peter, how often we look at the waves and the billows and we forget to look to the Lord. Oh, may this word, dear friends, this night be a word or a reminder to you, young and old. Oh, that he may give you faith and grace in all your future steps. Dear friends, to look to him first and to seek his presence. Providentially, dear friends, people will perhaps question this, but providentially, dear friends, if you have his presence, you have his smile, you have his approbation. The Lord go before you in providence. I'm sure that some of you have providential matters which occupy your thoughts and mind at times. But if he assures you of his presence, dear friends, it must be right. As we said just now from the psalm, he leads those the right way. Not the way that suits them, but the right way. He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So whatever your path is, providentially or spiritually, but spiritually, of course, is of vital importance. As I said, some of us are approaching the journey's end. The Lord bless us with this pathway. The Lord bless you with this pathway, dear friends. And what a comfort that will be to you, whatever lies in front of you. If the Lord's in a matter, I knew a man who, in the days of renting houses, and I'm talking about years and years ago, dear friends, I remember him saying to me during his lifetime, he looked over this house and the Lord spoke these words to him, and I will be with thee. He said, I said out loud, Lord, if thou art here, I'll live here. Dear friends, and that's the blessing of these words. Whatever lies in front of you, whatever path you that fear God are chosen to walk, and if you walk according to the fear of the Lord, oh, may he give you such a word, dear friends, which will remove all fear and take away all doubts from your mind. because, dear friends, it is vital for your comfort. I do remember, too, those who could testify, dear friends, of their presence in their sanctuaries. And they've had to say, down to the end of their life, well, the Lord brought me here. Dear friends, if he brings you into a path for your future steps, is ordered and decreed, dear friends, it must be for your good, and it will be for his glory. He won't fail, he cannot fail. It is not in him to fail his, or to turn from his people's needs. If the way is according to his will and purpose, dear friends, he will maintain his people. Children of Israel travelled 40 years and they depended on their God for their daily blessings and favours. They didn't stay long enough in one place to grow anything, and yet they lived 40 years. He rained down manna from heaven, dear friends, and that was their food. And you will prove a child of grace despite your fears and doubts, whatever they may be. You know, when you question the purposes of the pathway, the Lord bless you with faith that he will provide. You'll never go short, dear friends, if he's in the way. You won't have what you want, but you'll have what you need. He it is that doth go before thee. Oh, what a mercy. The Lord Jesus had John the Baptist go before him. Now, the purpose of John the Baptist was to prepare the ground, as it were. He told the Jews of the coming of Christ. The Lord, dear friends, go before you in your own soul's spiritual pathway, and in your providential path as well. And it's a great mercy, dear friends. It doesn't, it won't take away troubles and trials. Never expect a pathway in this life which is free of doubts and fears. But dear friends, you will be comforted and blessed if the Lord leads you from the beginning with his presence and his word. Dear friends, then it will be right. Dear friends, it may be trying, but it will be right. Oh, what a mercy. Dear friends, this word is so such a comfort to God's people. Dear friends, we've all had friends who have promised never to leave us, but they've gone. But the Lord's promises, dear friends, he will fulfill. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Dear friends, not only is his presence necessary and a blessing too, but he will support you by his grace, by his word. He'll never fail. He'll uphold you. There's that sweet word, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Dear friends, what a support and what a comfort that must be to the tried people of God, to be upheld in all matters. You and I must walk a pathway which will be contrary to nature. Dear friend, but it won't be contrary to grace. Neither will it be contrary to the will of God. Oh, have you those things then that you fear in front of you? Whether it be his commandments, or whatever it is, dear friends, if God is in the matter, dear friends, you can't, there's no fear, there's no need of fear. And I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Oh, I see the clock's gone round, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The Lord bless his word and bless it to where it shall indeed be needed, so that you can turn to this word. I said just now, dear friends, it won't exclude tribulation, but it does include the grace to bear the tribulation. A word that you can bring back to the Lord, should the Lord so bless the word to your soul, to any soul. Dear friends, it's a word you can bring back to him in the days of tribulation, and you will prove it out, dear friends, to his praise and to his glory. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Peel will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Gilbert Hyde on Tuesday next week. Let us close with hymn 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe since God is nigh? Hymn 957.
June 332. Why sinks my wing?
Thank you.
forgive and pardon what's been amiss, and bless thine own word. When we leave thy house, Lord, go with us. Take us to our homes in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, remain with us now and forever. Amen.